Komoeawa Tamanui, France in 10, and this is your Wātea News. Politically charged haka at last week's National Secondary Schools competition in Nelson have upset New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones. Ngā kapa haka kura tuarua o Aotearoa was won by a coalition of Rotorua schools, ngā kura kaupapa o Te Puku o Te Ika, followed by Tāmaki Makaurau's Ngā Puna o Waiorea and Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Huani Waititi. Mr. Jones says kapa haka tutors and composers are feeding impressionable youth with rhetoric against the Māori politicians in government and misrepresenting how politics works.
And it probably reflects more the prejudices or the anger of the tutors as opposed to the young people. So let them live a life, let them grow to learn and love and stumble through their teenage years without trying to fill them with a diet of ideology.
On other news, care and support workers yesterday rallied across Aotearoa to support their battle for pay equity. Etu Union, the Public Service Association and the New Zealand Nurses Association lodged the claim under the Equal Pay Act in 2022, citing a 2017 Supreme Court ruling that care and support work was systematically undervalued because it's mostly done by women. About 20% of the 65,000 affected workers are Māori. Etu Assistant National Secretary Rachel McIntosh says care workers help New Zealanders who can't do the simple task of life easily.
What it does is it gives people dignity who need that assistance to have dignity. Things that a lot of people take for granted, just being able to get up, get dressed, have a shower. If people can't do that without assistance, it is vital for them to just live a life with some dignity.
Rachel McIntosh says the unions are looking for funding to keep the pay equity claim afloat. And finally, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says the government will continue to fund Northland Regional Council to eradicate the invasive Kalupa seaweed. The Ministry for Primary Industries has so far allocated $5 million to develop large-scale suction dredge technology being trialled in Omakiwa Cove near Te Rāwhiti, south of the Bay of Islands.
I know many other countries have not been able to eradicate it, but I think we should do everything we can and use some Kiwi ingenuity to try and solve it. So what we were testing in the north was actually, can we get at scale larger dredging equipment and suction and vacuum equipment in place? There is a formal review that MPI will do of it, and then if we have to spend more money behind it, we're prepared to do that too.
The Prime Minister says no other country has found a way to eradicate the weed, but the government remains committed to the Northland project. And that's your Wātea News.